Fishing is a huge part of many people's lives. For some, it's their jobs. For others, it's their hobbies. For many, it's how they survive. But I'm curious, how does fishing affect the environment? It became clear that local hobby fishing and small family fishing didn't create much of an issue, but I learned about commercial fishing and sport fishing and how they have serious effects on the environment. These two types of fishing cause environmental issues by overfishing certain types of fish. For example, the fishing of the cutthroat trout in Alberta. This fish was victim to overfishing and is now extinct in many streams and lakes, making those ecosystems very sensitive. So if too many more animals are caught, the ecosystem could have experienced a total collapse. It also causes the ecosystem to be very different from a natural one. The way you can tell if something is overfished is because they are being removed from the water faster than the species is reproducing. You can also tell because there's a decreased size in fish caught, a decreased size of adult fish caught, and a complete extinction for certain water bodies. You'll find that most overfished species live in cold climates because colder climates cause maturing to be slower than tropical or even mild climates. If a very sensitive water body is overfished, an ecosystem can collapse. In this extreme event, after a species becomes extinct, if they were predators, their prey will become very prominent species, which themselves will overfeed on what their prey is, making that species go extinct from having too many predators. If the extinct species was a prey, the predator that hunted them will become less and less prominent until they themselves might go extinct. In either situation, the environment takes a huge blow, and that's only the immediate effects. It isn't only the animals that are affected by overfishing of species. It is estimated that for every 20% of animal life loss, about 5 to 10% of plant life will stop growing. So if 100% of animals died in an ecosystem, about 50% of plant life in that area will also die. The death of plants will have the same effect as deforestation, meaning that CO2 won't be filtered out of the air, meaning that climate change or global warming will continue. This also creates what is described as a feedback loop. This is because global warming will kill more animals, leading to more plant death and more CO2 in the atmosphere, causing more global warming. And it continues and continues to kill more plants and animals, leading to more global warming. In conclusion, many of the day's environmental issues are extremely linked, like how the death of animal species cause more deforestation and more global warming. Not all of these issues can be stopped at once, however. The aid given to one issue will most likely have a positive effect on the other parts of the world as well. My resources were FAO.org, climatechangenews.com, socratic.com, earthtimes.org, archive.epa.gov, worldwildlife.org, ghostfishing.org, academic.oupnos.gov.